Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
That's what day it is.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Guess what day it is.
It's hump day, but it's still the Monica J Show. 10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for hanging in there and being a part of this, because we're working together and we're protecting each other and we're helping each other. So we turn to entertainment. Kids are home. Guess what? How about craft projects? How about something productive? You can go on YouTube and you can figure out how to make your own face masks. There's no sew ones there. There's sewing ones there. If you're going to be home with the kids, put them to work. Let them feel productive. Girl Scouts are doing this. I mean, we talk about saving the earth and being environmentally sound. Why are we going through all these face masks and throwing them away and making them disposable? You know, you can make a face mask very easily at home with just a few simple things that have the same, what is it, the N95s? Little filter pocket, you can put some paper towel in there. And then the cool thing is, you can wash them. You can use bleach and wash them. Bacteria killing stuff. It's cool. Go on to YouTube. Finding stuff out like this. You know, I was on YouTube the other day because the city of Reno is still going to be holding their meeting today. Actually, it's already going on. You don't get to go. You don't get to be there. And they're only taking voicemails as far as public comment. But they could be voting on a lot of important things today. So yesterday's poll question, do you think they should be allowed to? I mean, seriously. Should local governments be forced to suspend all votes when the public cannot attend and make comments? 44% said yes. 3% said no. 13% said only mandatory needs that we know have to be made. And then another 40% came back and said a resounding yes. Why in the world are they not having it in a webinar that people, the public, can virtually attend and say things? How dare the Reno City Council on one day notice for public input? Because they're letting you have public input. You just have to call the number. So it's not that, you know, immediate thing. Obviously, people are not happy with what's going on right now. And I want you to remember this, because we are facing an election. Except now, they're messing with our election. Because if the president, people can't seem to get on the same page. Because the president is saying he's hoping that we have this on the downslide, get everything going again by Easter. If that's the case, then why did they just cancel our ballots, our voting, our ability to do it? Everything is mail-in now. Everything is mail-in. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi wants to get that ballot harvesting in this recovery bill, along with all the other goodies? Remember, it was Chuck Schumer saying that this is a Republican-only bill. That's why it wasn't passing. Oh, hell no. This thing isn't passing because of Democrats going for all the pork they can because they know this is their only chance to get that stuff in there. Governor Sisolak prohibiting the prescribing and treatment with chloroquine because he knows he can do that right now. Speaking of which, that's the poll question today. Is he putting lives at risk? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Doug this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Doug. What's up? Did we lose Doug? There's Doug. Hi, Doug.
All right. Sorry. I called you an hour ago and we talked about the recall for this governor. But in that last hour, I sent two emails. And I also tried to call both offices in Las Vegas and in Reno. And wouldn't you believe this guy who failed lunchroom in kindergarten probably thinks if you talk to their office, they can get the coronavirus through the phone line. Because both phone lines were not taking calls.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that because they sent all their workers home. And they're letting them work from home.
Even when I wasted time calling Rosen's office, the senator, at least they took a voicemail. And just one further comment. The last 3 days, I've really been sending her lots of emails in support of the president's bill that he wants to save America with. And unfortunately, she's just a puppet. You know, she's a weak senator because she's junior, and that's what our great state did to us by electing these Democrats. So,
yeah.
Again, when I went to Stanford...
They're just tools of Harry Reid.
Well, unfortunately, but there is one thing. If your listeners would write them and put in there that they're going to report back to an association they're in. It's just not one person. You know, like I said, I'm going to get out to 300 fly fishermen and tell them what she gets back to me on in the state. When I went to Stanford for a grooming course, there was an old Congressman Mikulski in the Bay Area who was a real creep back then, and he taught the course, and he said the way you get their attention is telling them you're just not waiting for their answer, you're waiting to give their answer out to your multitudes in your circle of whatever you do, whether you're at the croquet team or the, you know what I'm saying. So
right,
tell them
right.
When you're right that you're reporting to others and they're anticipating that answer. So those are the points I wanted to make.
Well, Doug, I'm glad you did. Thank you so much for calling back. You know, they do have to be held accountable, and it's really bothering me, especially with Doug saying that they're not answering phones. You know, if you have to work from home, you can literally work from home nowadays for anything you do. If you work in the governor's office and you need to be answering those phones and talking to constituents, guess what? You can have that line forwarded to a different line. So you can have that line forwarded to your home line where you're supposed to be working from and still take constituents' calls. They just don't want to. They're so overburdened right now. Can you feel the seething? All right, let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910. This whole thing about the city council meeting right now, you can stream, you can listen to what they're saying, but you don't really get to participate unless you want to leave one of those voicemails. AJ's on the line. Hey, AJ, let's talk about open meeting laws. AJ, you still there? Do we need to flip buttons to get AJ? Hey, AJ, you there?
Apparently she's gone.
No, I guess we lost AJ. All right, we're always losing somebody. But hopefully she'll call back because I know she's got good stuff. I got good stuff too. It's important for you to understand that coming out of this on the other side is going to make a lot of difference for Republicans and Democrats. Because those on the fence can't really decide what party they want to be a part of. I really hope you're watching how the Democrats are dealing in every single city, in every single county, in every single state. Let's go to the phone lines and check back in with AJ. We got her back on the line. Hey, AJ.
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I am doing great. So what do you think about the city of Reno still doing their meetings, but we don't get to participate?
You know, I think they think or they feel they're above the law. Here's the deal. With modern technology, everybody's doing podcasts right now. So I don't understand why they feel that they do not require to have public opinion. With that being said, I just wanted to put a plug in real quick for the Cup Cafe because they're giving really good deals for first responders, police, fire, whatever. And I've been there watching all that. And I also drove by the mayor's business and she is not open. So I wanted you to know that also. But I've always had issues with the city council doing open meetings. They do them in restaurants, two or three of them, which they're not allowed to do. I think we should really look at who we're going to vote for in the next election because they think they're above anything else that's going on in this town, and they're not doing what's right for the city of Reno. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. You're absolutely correct. I was on a Zoom meeting the other day. You know, so why can't you use a platform like Zoom and just have people lined up to make their comments? No. Our geniuses have to just use voicemail. There are so many other ways that we can do this and not just, you know, through podcasts. What are you doing? Mayor Sheevy, what are you hiding? What are you doing? They're looking at taking actions on multi-million dollar deals. $3 million on building a park? Awarding the contract? Is that really something that we need to be worried about right now? Or can we put that off for a little bit? And get working people back on their feet before we're making decisions like that. Log on, City of Reno. It's easy to find the agenda for today. It's even easier to hit the stream. But here's the other thing. You know the City of Reno has a YouTube channel? Yeah. And I found it very interesting, this YouTube channel, because of the fact that they've got all kinds of, well, really cool video things up there for YouTube. And I find it very funny that every time the mayor puts one up, it's hardly viewed. It's hardly viewed at all. But if you go down to, let's see, in 4 months, Hillary Sheevy speaking, she got 122 views. You go down into Public Works, they got a heck of a lot more views. Right now, everybody's talking about toilet paper. Well, guess what? When those overworked sewer systems that we have here in Northern Nevada start getting clogged, start breaking down, it's going to be these men and women who are out there trying to think get things going and keep things going. So we're not sitting at home doing our thing and all of a sudden, let's just say toilet paper's not going to be the issue. It's the Monica J. Show. Live and local, your comments, your concerns. We'll hit a few more emails when we come back and texts right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me. We got a lot to talk about. Got some things to direct you to. 991FMTalk.com. That's our poll question for today, or that's where you can find it. Is Governor Sisolak putting your life and all Nevadans' lives at risk by his decision to ban the prescribing and dispensing of chloroquine? I had just the answers yes or no on there, but we are getting some very creative responses. That's what the other button is for. If you hit other, you can just put your response in. Just know that we will take a look at it and edit it if we have to. To make it good for everybody. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Hey, the last sacred trust in the nation is the doctor-patient confidentiality, right? And last I heard, in Texas, they had a couple of hundred counties with no issues or problems or quarantine or sequester, you know, no home imprisonment there in Texas.
Wow. That's interesting to know. Kelly, thank you for the call. And, you know, this is the deal. I get it. I understand we are in unprecedented territory. This is never happening or happened before. You have to ask yourself at some point, is this a test? If it is, you're going to have a lot of PO'd people out there because people are losing their jobs, they're losing their livelihood. How many are going to lose their businesses, their homes, their families because we couldn't see something like this coming? Even though we've got movies about it. Even though supposedly plans were supposed to be in place. But this is what happens when prior administrations don't restock, replenish necessities for the next time it happens. Thank you, Obama. There's something to add to your legacy. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Mark this morning. And, Mark, you want to talk about Sisolak?
Hi, Monica. I've been following the press conference that Governor Sisolak is giving in Las Vegas, and I really have a difficult time, you know, hearing him because he's in that room that's got a lot of echo. Acoustics are really bad, mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if they can do something about that so that we can get the information, you know, a little bit easier. And also, I'm wondering, do you know, or does anybody know, why is he in Vegas? Should he not be in Carson City?
Mark, that's a good question. In my opinion, yes, he should be in Carson City. He should be in the heart of our state capital. But remember, he also wants to move the state capital to Las Vegas, because that's his home. And as he has verbalized it many a times, he doesn't care about rural Nevada. So to him, any place outside of Las Vegas is rural Nevada. That includes Carson. That includes Reno.
But isn't there something in the Constitution that says that a capital of a state cannot be the same town that is a center of commerce? It has to be a smaller town or something to that effect.
Oh, bless your heart,
I seem to remember reading something about that, because that's why, if you look at it, that's why most states in the country have capitals that are small towns and not, you know, the major business centers.
Yeah. Bless your heart, Mark, for thinking that Governor Sisolak cares anything about our Constitution here in Nevada. He showed his true colors first off when he started going against the Nevada Constitution and the U.S. Constitution with red flag laws. So we know exactly where he's working from. He's working from...
What if President Trump went to Florida, to Mar-a-Lago, and he was conducting business from there? You know, the media would rip him apart. And yet Sisolak, you know, is just down there. You know, nobody's mentioning it. At least I haven't heard anything about it.
Because he's a Democrat, Mark. And whether we want to believe it or not, our mainstream media here in Nevada is just as liberal as, you know, all of those big corporations out there. So local media, they're not going to go anywhere against Sisolak. That's why you don't hear about the recall efforts against him. That's why you don't hear them, you know, really putting up a fence or putting up a fight against this whole, you know, banning the prescribing and basically the treatment for COVID-19 with chloroquine. So we got to take a Fox News break here. We'll be right back with more of your calls, more of your questions, and more of just your wonderings how this could even be happening to us right now in the United States. I can understand other countries, but not here. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for sticking with me this last half hour, 10 to noon every weekday, with your calls, your concerns, your happy thoughts. It is gorgeous outside today. Blue sky, some sunshine out there after that snow last night. But let's get to some important things, like the fact that Chuck Schumer and our Democrat senators, Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto, blocked that key vote for that $2 trillion corona bill last night, coronavirus bill. And you wonder why people are still hurting and why we're still going through all this. Well, let me tell you, it's because of the people in charge. Now, Sisolak says that he, you know, signed this action against the prescribing and use of chloroquine because of his pharmacy board. Said he signed the emergency order after receiving a request from the pharmacy board. Who the hell is on that pharmacy board? And I'm sorry, Steve. You're the governor. Have the cojones to take responsibility for your actions. That means tying doctors' hands. Who's been appointed to that board? I want names. But let me add this to you. Now, this is coming from Bruce. I don't know, but I'm going to find out. So Bruce emails me, "I find it interesting that the chief medical office for the state of Nevada is not licensed to practice medicine in the U.S. This is the guy giving medical advice to Sisolak. Also, the Washoe County epidemiologist only has a master's degree in psychology. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I have spoken with the epidemiologist before. I just don't look into people's backgrounds. Because I trust if the state is hiring them, that the state has done background checks and has requirements for the jobs that people are holding. I guess we're going to have to look into that as well. Hey, don't forget to go on to YouTube and figure out how to make your own face masks as well. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike from Yarrington. Hi, Mike. You want to talk about COVID-19? Did we lose Mike?
I think he might have fallen asleep.
I was not talking that long for Mike to fall asleep, so we might have had a dropout of the call. So, Mike, if you're listening, call back. A lot of other things to go and think about. What is keeping this country going are the millions upon millions of businesses out there that are mom and pop that, well, they do the payroll thing. They're the bars. They're the salons. Everything that we have from small manufacturers to harvesting, ranchers, farmers, they actually do something. They produce something. Government operation on the other side, though, is wasteful, inefficient, and it only serves bureaucrats, not the consumer. For every single person out there that has a business and that is an employee that is trying to get a job done, there are three people who work in government, could be more, that are getting paid to tell you how to do your job, where to do your job, what kind of things you can use to do your job. Do you get the connection there that our government, whether it be city, county, state, or federal, is just too big? You've got a vote coming up in November. We've got a primary coming up in June, which is now going to be done by mail. By mail. One of the bailouts in this stimulus package to help all those people that are unemployed, a whole lot of money for the Postal Service. Thank you, Brian. I did not know this. At Monica at 991fmtalk.com, George W. Bush signed the 2006 Postal Service Accountability and Enhancement Act. The Bush era law requires the Postal Service to pre-fund 75 years of retiree benefits to employees who haven't even been born yet. No other private business or government agency is burdened with such a requirement, which costs the Postal Service about $5.5 billion every year. And you wonder why they're losing money every year. And in a coronavirus package for people who have lost their jobs, for people who have lost their businesses, the Democrats are worried about the Kennedy Center. They're worried about same-day voter registration? Huh. In June, we have a primary now that is going to be done completely by mail. And in this stimulus package, Democrats are pushing ballot harvesting. A group, a political party, going around to neighborhoods and picking up ballots. Yeah, nothing can go wrong with that. 884-9910. If you'd like to call into the show today. Oh, look, there's Mike. Mike from Yerington back on the line. Thanks for calling back, Mike. Sorry I had to make you wait so long.
No problem. I got disconnected anyways, Monica. Anyways, the two subjects, the first one on the coronavirus, I've been using it for years, and so have the Native Americans. It might be the cure, it might not, but I'm just shooting in the dark. But you've heard of Native white sage?
Oh, yeah.
They use it as an incense and smudging and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, it's good for multiple symptoms, diseases, mental problems, health problems, and stuff like that. It might work. It might not. I'm just shooting in the dark. And also, as far as the Sisalac goes, he's still trying to pass that morning after pill, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my comment on that is it might be a little bit rude, but they should have gave Sisalak's mom the morning after pill.
Oh, Mike. It's the Monica J. Show, your show. You can be rude if you want. Because you know what? We all have our opinions. Mine seem to be, and a lot of people's, everything that Sisalak is doing right now, in my opinion, is just pure hatred of this country. Pelosi, Schumer, Sisalak. We are on the fence of being crippled economically. And for what? Power. It's for power. When are you going to stop and say no more? You got some time at home. Start looking into all these theories. And for God's sake, don't use Snopes. Use legitimate websites like the FBI, the CDC. Well, even the CDC I question sometimes. You know, if you read something on The Onion that, wow, just sounds incredible. Yeah, the Onion is not a news source. Look to actual reporters, because you know what? There are reporters out there that are digging into all this stuff who don't work for the sham outlets like CNN, MSNBC, those places. There are still people out there who are concerned with the survival of this country that will get you the information that you need to know. Like the fact that the Obama administration blocked all the replenishing. Gowns, masks, gloves. Well, wait, Monica, how is it the Obama administration? How can they not, you know, how can they be blamed for that? Because of H1N1, the Ebola virus, all those things that kept happening in the election cycles. Guess where all that stuff was coming from? That we're supposed to have stockpiled for when something like this happens. Yeah, all that stuff is made in China and comes from China. China has far too much control over us, and Trump is putting a stop to that. So how do they put a stop to Trump? Because Russia hoax didn't work, the impeachment didn't work. Wait, Monica, you're really saying that the Democrats would crush this country economically to oust Trump? You bet your sweet they would. We'll be back after this as we wrap up the show on the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show, letting you be rude if you want to be. Ah, hell, we got the delay on. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Oh, I'm so disgusted. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This goes so much deeper. My producer just told me something, so I started Googling it and looking at things, and how our federal government doesn't even pay its bills. That's why the post office is failing, not just because of what is happening with, you know, postage and everything like that. It's because they don't pay their bills. But that's another subject, because I want to talk to you. So let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Checking with Dean this morning. Hi, Dean. What are your thoughts on Governor Sisolak? I'm almost brain dead.
So I've been listening to your show this morning, and blew me away about the medicine, and I cannot believe that he went ahead and decided to make a decision like that. So I just got back, and I went to one of the people that are online to do the petition, and I drove to her house, and I just came back from actually signing her petition, Kathy, here in Reno, because I was unable to download it. And I'm talking with her on the phone. She shared a little bit of information about, I love the fact that he purchased himself an airplane with our rainy day funds.
Two.
Yeah, I'm just like blown away. Right now I'm laid off with my job, but I'm getting paid. But I just feel like there's so much more going on, what you've been sharing with the coronavirus and our rights. And I just feel like this is definitely a political stunt to seize our power. And yeah, we all need to stay home and protect ourselves, but I feel like there's more going on that people really don't realize. And thank you so much for opening up my eyes and also being the voice out here, because we really need it right now more than ever.
Thank you, Dean. I appreciate that. And this is an awakening not only for Dean, this is an awakening for everybody. Why? Because we work. We have jobs, whether it be 9 to 5 or 5 to midnight, whether it be the graveyard shift. We work, we have families, and we don't pay attention to what the government, even the state government, is doing, even the city government, like them having their little live stream meeting right now, making decisions without your input, because you can't be there. How convenient. The problem with this is they know they can get away with stuff. They know that the media is on their side. Intimidation is on their side. And I'm not talking about intimidation of school teachers, going against the administration and trying to get the word out, or law enforcement who are trying to do their jobs, trying to clean up the streets, trying to get the vagrancy issue under control. I'm talking about the intimidation of healthcare workers who knew if they ever saw a pandemic or an epidemic like this, that they wouldn't have the supplies necessary, that they wouldn't have the plans necessary. I'm talking about the intimidation of state workers, of city and county workers, who know the behind the scenes of what's going on, but you don't put that out there. You don't put that out on the internet for people to see. You don't share that with your friends and family. Administrators are intimidating, especially when it comes to political parties, so they get their way. Gino, call back tomorrow. We need to wrap up the show. I'm here for you as much as I can be, but there is so much more going on that you and I don't know about, because we also do not have a media here that is realistic. They're more concerned with doing fluff stories than getting to the heart of very bad situations that are only going to get worse. I love you. Be safe. And I'll be back tomorrow. The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1.